Today, I'm going to tell you everything that I want to change about the Super Bowl immediately. What's happening, Panda Nation? Peter Von Panda here. You have probably watched the Super Bowl. I probably would have done this immediately afterward, but I'll tell you what. I watched about 5 minutes of the Super Bowl, not even the end. Even when I checked online the scores and saw that it was tied and going overtime, didn't care. There are probably, I can't think of two more NFL teams that I couldn't care less about. And I know people are always saying, why is everyone hating on Taylor Swift? You know what? I would rather the Lions lose in the NFC Championship game for the rest of my entire living years than hear any more about Taylor Swift and the NFL, personally. That's just me. I am so over it. It's not the right target audience, dude. Stay in your lane, people. All right. But listen, my issue with this, the Super Bowl, and I think the changes that need to be made in the Super Bowl are probably all the things that hit the headlines the week going into the Super Bowl. The high ticket prices, the travel, the location, all of these things that we probably heard about. And one of the things that I thought about, because it almost happened, Lions almost went to the Super Bowl. I'm watching the NFC Championship game and golly, I'm looking at flights and hotels and stuff because there's no way that that game could be lost, at least in the first half. Right, Joseph? Yo, you're doing all right, man. So I just thought, dude, Lions are going to the Super Bowl. And one of the deals I made with myself many years ago, not just years ago, but many decades ago. And I just always said to myself, if the Lions ever go to the Super Bowl, I'll go. And one of the weird things about that is Lions were so far away from going to the Super Bowl. It's like one of those things where you would say, listen, if I ever win the Mega Millions, I'm going to donate it all to charity. Because the chances of it actually happening are so slim that it doesn't matter if you make an outrageous promise because you're never going to win. So it just makes you look good. And one of the things that I really wanted to do was go Super Bowl. And to be honest, I didn't look at the ticket prices. Someone can probably find a chart of the Super Bowl ticket prices, the average prices, and then prices by section over the years. But growing up, I knew that going to the Super Bowl was a big thing. I knew that it was expensive, but tickets were thousands of dollars, $1,000. I remember one year there was a story about like ticket prices in the Super Bowl or $1,200 for the nosebleed. Well, you know what? I'm not saying that's not a lot of money, but I'm saying that people can figure out how to go at that price, right? The average person might not be easy and maybe you have a big family and it's no extra money, but it's not like an insurmountable amount of money to go to the game. You could do it. Obviously, if you're going to have a dynasty or something, you're not going to go to a mall, but even if it's a couple $1,000, you can make that happen. That's the price of a good laptop these days. But what I saw was that the average ticket price was like $12,200, $12,400, something like that. And what that means is that's the average ticket price. Some might be higher, some might be lower. And I was actually thinking, just because that's the average, maybe way up in the back row, top level, there are some $2,000 seats. No, absolutely not. No, they were like $7,000 for the worst seats, $12,000 if you were in the middle, and then $27,000 if you were in that lower bowl section where Alyssa Milano sat. And heaven knows if you wanted any of the other stuff. And I actually saw some YouTube videos about what it cost us to go to the Super Bowl. So some people were going and they bought tickets, they bought airfare. I'm not in Detroit right now, but I know guys were talking about, hey, it was $1,100 a airline ticket to get from Detroit to Las Vegas. It was $700 a night in Las Vegas for hotels. It was two tickets at $9,800 each. So you're talking about $30,000 for a game? And I'm like, dude, all right, that's a once in a lifetime trip, but not even like remotely affordable for, I feel like, the upper middle class. That if you were to take two people, like you go as a couple or go with a buddy, what? Are you kidding me? You could take many trips to Hawaii, many trips to Europe for those prices. And that's one of the first things that I was thinking about in terms of the prices for the Super Bowl. And how do you solve that? Because the reality is the prices are never going to come down. They might a little bit from year to year, but because there are so many people that can afford those prices, they're going to keep the price high. You saw all the celebrities, all the rich people, all the business people. That's just going to be the new price. That is market price for them, right? So unfortunately, a lot of people are not going to be able to go Super Bowl, even if they're super fans. And so one of the things I was thinking about is you can't just force the prices down artificially. It's a free market. If you give if you cap the prices, people are just going to scalp them because someone's going to buy a ticket for $1,000 and say, yeah, I can make $7,000, I'll sell it. So what can we do to get more people that might be truly diehard fans of their teams, the experience of the Super Bowl, getting them close, kind of the proximity to it in a way that's a lot cheaper? First of all, I was thinking, if you're a season ticket holder for your team, there should be some sort of path to getting those tickets. And I think there is, but if you buy the postseason games, I'm not sure what that would be, but even those were like $600, $800 a ticket, which is crazy. And maybe it has to pyramid out. There should be some people that have an avenue because they have been paying for years for season tickets. They've paid all season for season tickets, that they should have some sort of avenue that doesn't cost them the full bill. I get, now you have two teams, two 80, 60,000 person stadiums. You can't do that for everyone, but maybe there's a path for some people, right? The other thing I was thinking about is I would change the venue from being the new flashy stadium to the biggest venue possible, the venue with the most seats. Now, I get that one of the beautiful things about investing in a new stadium is that you're usually put on the list for host a Super Bowl. It's like one of those rewards you get for building a $2 billion stadium. I get that. But there have got to be some stadiums that have larger capacity, get in another 10,000 people, get more capacity in there. So figure out what the biggest stadiums are so that you can get in as many people as possible, because that makes a difference, right? There's some small NFL stadiums like Soldier Field, and there's some bigger ones, and there's some kind of more modest, intimate ones like Ford Field and stuff like that. And Ford Field had a Super Bowl too, but I'm just saying that in the Super Bowl case, just whatever the biggest stadium is, get as many butts in the seats as humanly possible. The other thing that I would do, and they generally have, is the home stadium. So let's say if it was Lions, would have a watch party. Now, this is funny because they didn't in Levi Stadium, I believe. They had a watch party. Oh gosh, where was the watch party? It's in their little fun village. I can't remember what it's called. But that's okay. It doesn't have to actually be in the stadium. The other thing I was thinking about some stadiums is that some stadiums aren't really set up to have watch parties because some of them don't really have huge screens. Even like SoFi Field, which has a really big kind of ribbon screen. I'm not sure that would be good enough to watch a game on. You tell me, I've never been to SoFi. The one I was thinking actually would be best is Cowboys Stadium has the big screens. I want to say they have four. There's just a big screen facing each of the cardinal directions. And that would actually probably be the best to watch it on because it's almost like a big screen TV. But it's not so much about the TV viewing experience as it is just about being around the other super fans, right? You can have a party, certainly, bring in some of your friends. But man, there's just some energy about being around those other people. So home stadiums, having a watch party. The other thing I was thinking is that if you could find a big stadium where you're going to have the Super Bowl and it is near another stadium, and it doesn't have to be a football stadium. In Detroit, Comerica Park is right next to Ford Field. I know that the Cowboys play near the ballpark in Arlington and some of these other things. It's more typical now to have stadiums closer together, a sports district, if you will. And I was thinking about, what if you opened up the other stadiums or the other arenas in that area to also have watch parties? So now you have, say, the super fans coming in, but they're not going to the Super Bowl, but they are in that area so they can still go to the bars, the restaurants afterwards, see the party atmosphere, feel the party atmosphere, go and have a watch party at a local stadium or arena that's nearby. Maybe it's not right next door, but it's close enough that you're still there with other people that are going. And so you get that Super Bowl experience in the Super Bowl town without having to figure out how to come up with another $30,000 to get into the stadium. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Joseph, I agree. Ain't nothing bringing down the prices. That's just how it goes. Once a new high watermark is set, they always just stay there. They always just stay there, which is unfortunate, but it's how it is. So I'm not oblivious to that. The other thing I would do is the two logistical things that, regardless of how they handle the big prices and the location and all that, the two things that I would also change is move the game from Sunday to Saturday. I don't know what the stat was, but how many millions of people called in sick on Monday, Super Bowl sickness? And it just seems a little weird to have it on a Sunday when I get that the NFL season's on a Sunday because you've got college football on Saturdays, but you don't have anything competing with it on that Saturday. So just move it to a Saturday, right? Give everyone the weekend. Give everyone the chance to get to the Super Bowl that's going, right? They can go out on a Friday, watch a game on Saturday, chill out on a Sunday, sleep in at their hotel, fly out, get back to work, whatever. A lot of people that are watching at home or going out to the bar or having a house party or whatever. Again, it's not like you're cleaning up at 10 o'clock at night. getting ready to go to work the next day. So just move it from Sunday to Saturday. It seems like that would be a benefit to everyone. And then also, I would change the time. Now, I get if you live in Hawaii, it's probably at like noon. Is that right? It's usually like 5 p.m. Central, something like that. 3 p.m. on the West Coast. Okay, well, why not just make it like a midday game? Maybe early afternoon, something like that, so that it's not too early in some of the other time zones. But I get you want it to be an evening game. That's when all the prime time is. But on the weekends, it doesn't really matter. I get it. But you've got so many people that are trying to coordinate around it. I didn't host a Super Bowl party. Like I said, I watched maybe 5 minutes of it at the very beginning. That one of the things that I don't want to do is host people and then have to clean up and then have people lingering and then end up being midnight on essentially work day. So like Saturday to Sunday, change the time, make it a little earlier. I think people can enjoy it a little bit more. You get up, you're not, and if you are going, you're not getting up, having lunch, having brunch, killing time, doing exhibits all day, and then going to the game, right? I feel like there's a little more flow in it. Anyway, that's just my thoughts. That's how I would change the Super Bowl immediately. If you have some ideas to make it a little bit more friendly and fun for everyone, I'd love to hear it. Throw it in the comments. But that's it for now. Peter Von Panda, out.